Osi.
Yeah.
Before we started going, you just told me something that is just shocking revelation.
Some bad news.
I'm not into this.
Yeah.
You were asked, are you playing football?
Yeah.
This is your love. This is your passion. This is what keeps you sane.
It does keep me sane. Yep.
And you're not because of?
Achilles, bro.
When did this occur?
About a week ago.
During a game.
Right after Aaron Rodgers.
The old man, you know, they say the Achilles and calves.
The Achilles, is that what it is?
It is an old man injury. Yeah, think about it.
Might be sympathy injury for A-Rod.
You felt it.
Yeah.
New Yorker, you feel the pressure.
Yeah.
Some guys in New York, their name is in the stadium.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I saw it. I took a picture. Did you see somebody do that on social media?
That was really
that
nice.
That was dope.
I tell you this was bittersweet for me, to
okay.
be completely honest.
Tell me.
Because you know our boy, Adam Dirty.
Yeah.
He's, you know, the D-line coach for the Cowboys.
Flat out balling.
Yeah. And so the week the Cowboys went up there to play,
yep.
he said he saw my name in the stadium and he saluted my name. And then they went at the Giants style. He said, but at least I paid you your respects before we beat your team down.
I saluted your name.
He said, I saluted your name. And then we proceeded
to beat you down.
Hammer the New York Giants.
That's real friendship.
Yeah, I like that.
Like, as a friend, you like, all right, that's my guy. This is his stadium. He built some of it with his play.
Yeah.
I'm going to show him some respect.
And then
go beat these other cats down.
Yeah, you know how before you say anything disrespectful, you say, with all due respect.
With all due respect.
That's basically what he did.
With all due respect, OC.
With all due respect.
I'm about to beat these dudes in blue down.
It's ridiculous.
I'm not even happy.
I heard something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the guy, he was talking about the president of the United States.
Okay.
Right? And what he said was, he was talking about the merits of the president of the United States. And he was like, the leader of the free world is supposed to be, and I've heard that phrase a lot, right?
Yes.
And what exactly is the free world? Like, I want the people to be able to, like, what does that mean? When somebody says this is the leader of the free world, what is that?
Well, it's been said throughout history, and the reason why is, might be a form of propaganda, but it's the U.S. has always been a leader in spreading democracy around the world.
Okay. So the free world means democracy, basically.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. Okay. So that would be the premise of the title.
Where,
you know, of we are pushing this form of society throughout the world.
Understood.
So you're the leader of that movement.
Understood. I got you.
I could be corrected, but I think that's what.
Yeah. I just didn't understand. I was like,
right.
What does that
mean? It's kind of, because there's
a lot of people not free. Like
The world is, there's a ton of freedom in the world, right? You know, and it's some places that are supposed to be free. Is it really free?
It's not really
right. So,
it's hard to understand.
I understand where you're coming from on that.
That makes perfect sense what you said. I get it.
It's just a definition.
Yeah.
Because if we dig deeper into it,
it's different.
It's a very good conversation that hopefully this offseason they'll let us have.
Yeah. You see how you said they'll let us?
Yeah.
It's a free world, right?
It's a free world.
But. Okay, J-Bell.
You just got off a plane.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
A little tired. But, you know, show must go on.
Nobody doing big
cares,
things
man.
In Africa.
Yeah.
South Africa. Yeah. How was it?
Bro, we had an event out there. 8,000 people showed up.
Jeez.
They had to shut the line down.
Really?
It was bananas. Like, so many people came and they were so excited. They were so enthusiastic.
Ooh,
it was so cool to see this. And I had to keep on, like, I was like, we're in Africa, bro. We are in Africa.
And it's going down.
Going down over there.
Man.
It's nice.
This is a movement, bro.
Yeah.
Before we get going, I want to thank somebody.
Okay.
I want to thank our proud sponsor.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Lazy Boy.
Yeah.
Lazy Boy.
Yeah.
The original. The original OC.
Mm.
I grew up with Lazy Boy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If you had a Lazy Boy in the crib, you were winning.
Yeah.
Because they got the recliner brand, and they're always big on comfort.
Yes.
And if you've been in OC's man cave, it's all about comfort, baby.
I got to tell you something about that, man.
Tell me.
Because my nephew came over, and my nephew's a big boy. He's a big boy. Like, J-Bell.
You emphasize that twice.
He's a big boy.
Two times.
He's a big boy. And I wasn't at home.
Uh-huh.
And
don't tell me he went into the...
Yeah, he went into the man cave, and my wife calls me, and she's like, he broke the lazy boy.
No, he didn't.
He did. He sat on the side, and he was jumping and jumping and jumping and jumping and jumping on the side, and he's a big boy. He broke my lazy boy.
Oh, you're
sick.
He's
so lucky I wasn't there.
You're sick.
He's so lucky I wasn't there.
So our fine people at Lazy Boy at www.la-z-boy.co.uk. OC needs another one.
Yeah, I do. Well done on that, though. You didn't miss the W this time.
I've straight through butchered it. That.
Yeah.
12 times.
Good job, J-Bro.
Thank you, brother. You got to learn, man. That's what you got to do in the league. Mm. And there's some teams that need to learn.
They're not learning, huh, J-Bell?
They're not learning. They're not learning at all.
One big thing, huh, J-Bell?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You just stole my transition.
I did. I had to.
You just stole it.
Right in
there. Because that is exactly what I want to get into. One big thing this week, and it's all about learning from the past.
Okay.
Hear me out. Because I want to discuss the 0-2 start for the Bengals. The second straight year in a row. They lost to the Ravens this week, who looked really good, by the way.
Yeah, they did. Even with all their injuries, they still look good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Lamar is in an MVP conversation. I think so.
Okay.
Could be another conversation. First of all, is this a panic button?
Mm.
Are we worried?
Mm-hmm.
Can they bounce back? What are your thoughts?
I think, first of all, it would be crazy to hit the panic button, given the fact that this team went 0-2 just last year.
Yes.
And we saw them rebound from that very, very well.
This is a fact.
But the 0-2 they started last year and this 0-2 is different. It looks different. It doesn't look the same.
It does.
They look like a shell of themselves, J-Bell. And then on top of that, their quarterback has now talked about this calf, which he injured in the preseason, which kept him out. And he's not the most overly mobile quarterback, but he does enough in the pocket. And quarterback is a lot about your legs to be able to push off, drive off. And the fact that he is injured and he's favoring this calf that caused him to miss the entire preseason, I think they may be in trouble now, J-Bell.
I agree with you. But the optimism comes from the past, which I was talking about. You got to learn from the past.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy sitting next to me that went 0-2 and went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's correct? True. That's true. That happened. Yeah.
And my brain slips my mind, but I believe, who was the other team?
The Patriots? Yeah.
And then someone else. I feel like
that started
0-2. Yeah, won the Super Bowl. But yes, it was the Patriots too.
Yeah.
Let's stick to those two. Mm. So you have lived it.
Yeah.
You have seen the turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I really want to get insight from you on how that happened, because I agree with you. I'm a little concerned. You made a great point about the calf with Joe Burrow. That O-line is struggling. He makes you right by his movement. Mm. He makes you right by his quick decisions. I don't like the fact that Ja'Marr Chase, I mean, he had 5 receptions for 31 yards. Like, that doesn't make me feel good, right? You need explosive plays. They usually struggle to get those. Once they see how defenses start to play them, it's like they find out, okay, this is how we're being attacked. This is how we find our one-on-ones. We go out there and make it happen. That's not occurring now. And how is that going to get better when it feels like Burrow's calf has gotten worse?
Mm.
Defense, to me, is a real concern. They got rid of those safeties. They're 2 safeties in the back, right? Veteran leadership.
Yeah.
They got 2 new safeties in. They're not playing well. That whole defense was about communicating, being able to adjust on the fly. That doesn't happen when you don't have veterans in the back directing traffic. I throw all that out there to say, what did it take, OC, for y'all to turn around?
It was different. Like, for us, we just hired a new defensive coordinator, right? A guy by the name of Steve Spagnuolo. He was a new defensive coordinator.
And they are balling right now in KC.
Yes, they are. So when we started playing and he told us, hey, listen, this stuff works. I know it works. Just trust me, right? So our offense was playing pretty well. They were putting up some points. But defensively, we were trying to match up. We were trying to understand what our defensive coordinator was trying to do. And once we did, offense then matched defense. Defense actually exceeded the offense and we took off. Now, Is that the same thing happening in – it is not the same thing happening in Cincinnati.
Because their offense isn't balling at a way where the defense just has to get right.
Exactly. And the main focal point of this team is Joe Burrow, and we do not know how healthy this man is. There should be reason for concern on this football team strictly because of the health of the quarterback. Once that is ascertained, once we know, okay, this guy is now healthy, then we're going to be able to judge and see, okay, is he going to be able to bring them back? But for right now, we have to be very, very concerned about this football team, J-Bell.
I agree with you because it is on him. Great production, by the way, because they came in and gave me the info. It was the Dallas Cowboys went 0-2.
Wow, okay.
Jimmy Johnson's
Cowboys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Came back and then boom.
Won the Super Bowl. And then Jerry Jones was like, we don't like that.
So.
We don't like that.
We that's too much.
It's about me.
Yeah, that's too much. Too much on you. You're getting too much credit.
It's about me, J.B.
Yeah, I need to rein this back in to your point. All those teams had a quarterback that was at the top of their game.
Yeah. Or getting there.
Yeah. So. This really is, even if the defense finds its way, does what you did, these guys start communicating well, they fix their problems.
They'll fix it, but...
Burrow has to be magnificent.
Exactly.
And until this calf shows me otherwise, I am not sure. Winners and losers, OC.
Yeah.
Winners and losers. You're a winner. Just got off a plane.
I did.
Battled through. Straight you got in. A dope suit on today. I wish
you
people
like
could see you.
I have a meeting later. That's why.
You look like a man.
Do I look fly?
You look like a man of authority.
I appreciate that, Jay.
It's true. I understand this.
People treat you differently when you're dressed like
this.
They
do. They do. That's why sometimes people try to get us to dress.
It's like, yeah, you can't do
like
that. Dress down.
Yeah, dress down, y'all, because you look like we should pay attention to you. That's another topic. I got a Jets helmet in front of me, and I feel very disrespected. I miss you.
J-Bell, you're my best friend.
I miss you. You are my 100% my best friend. There is nothing. They don't want us to be best friends.
The shots.
They can't.
You're throwing them shots.
They be like, they're too friendly. You're not going to mess up my relationship because of how you feel.
Ridiculous, man.
Ridiculous.
Anyway.
I'm a winner in the friend category. I don't know about you, but if you got a best friend, hold on. I'm going to tell you this. And I'm just not saying this for people that are thinking, Jay, we know Jay Bell's a homer. He can sell a product. Okay. I do love Lazy Boy, though, legitimately.
Yeah, that's a great product.
I love Lazy
that's
Boy.
A great product.
That is, I couldn't have been happier for a better sponsor because it's real. Mm-hmm. The love is real. Mm-hmm. We've had other people try to sponsor us, and OC said, no.
No.
He said, no.
Doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make
Lazy
any
Boy,
sense.
Lazy Boy,
yes. Yes, others don't. Winner this week. Now that they're coming here.
Oh, yep.
And I want to know how you feel about this. But I'm going to say the Atlanta Falcons. First of all, you're 2-0. First time in 6 years. Man, you got to love the production. They give me good notes.
Good stats.
Like right in front of my face.
Yeah.
I like it. And then they got a game-winning field goal. I knew that already. Yeah. I didn't need the notes for that.
Young Wei Koo.
Don't you like when Wei Koo makes a
I
field goal kick?
I love his name.
It's so dope.
Young Wei.
It feels like he owns land.
Yeah.
Young Wei Koo Estates.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah.
You know who else going to own some land?
Who's that?
Bijan Robinson.
Whew, what a player. You see, whenever a team drafts a player at a position that they don't need, something is up.
Yeah.
Right?
We're going to use him.
You got to be. It's the same thing with Mahomes. They drafted him. They had Alex Smith. It had just gone 12-4.
We're going to improve.
Right when it happened, we had the conversation. I was like, you know, Jason, the fact that they drafted this kid right here lets me know something.
You did.
Right?
I vividly remember that.
Yeah. And so it's been the same thing with the Atlanta Falcons. They did not need this position, but they went ahead and drafted him anyway. And this man is a absolute baller. I don't even remember the last time we saw a running back come into the league with this type of... He reminds me a little bit of LaDainian Tomlinson.
OC, that is what... Like, the scouts I listen to, the ones that I trust, that's exact. They said that the whole time. They were like, this
LT.
Is LT.
That's crazy.
That's what they said. They were like, you're drafting LT, and that is different. And you're right.
Yeah.
Remember how LT used to flex out in the backfield? Mm. I remember we were playing against him. When he went in the slot, he ran that little arrow route, and it was undefensible. Mm. Like, it didn't. Yep. You could put anybody yeah, on him. You know where he's going, and he catches it in full stride, and it is game over.
Bro, we played against the Chargers in 2005, mm-hmm. And LT was in his prime then. This is the only time in my entire life, an entire career, that I saw somebody who was moving at a different speed than everybody else. I'd never seen it before. Like, during the game, I was like, what is going on here?
How you look that fast against the fastest people on the planet?
Doesn't make any sense. And it's like game speed. It's not even like, if you timed him in the 40, it's not like you would be like, oh, this guy's running a 14. No. He just on the field, for some reason, he was just moving at a completely different pace. It was ridiculous.
OC, the guy had 19 carries. This is Bijan Robinson for 172 yards. But you know one thing I want to reference is, and this is why we get to see him here, you're about to see a superstar. This dude is going to be a superstar in the league.
Yeah.
Period. He's got more juice than Christian McCaffrey right now.
Mm.
Christian McCaffrey has done it longer and should get all the respect. This dude has juice. He's a star. This is the thing, man. When you look at it, it's 12 yards average a catch, bro.
It's ridiculous.
They talk about the running back position being devalued. Not if you do that.
Not if you're doing that, no. He's just a special player. He's not devalued.
No. So we got...
When the time comes to pay, they're going to pay him.
Yeah, we talk about that matchup when we got against Jacksonville. And, you know, Trevor had his hiccups last week, but he's coming on and being a star. We look at Ridder and we're like, ah, he's not a star. But this dude is.
Yeah.
He is a star.
They got weapons. They got weapons all over the football field.
Arthur Smith, the way he's doing it and lining up and using it and utilizing it is going to be cracking. You know who the loser is?
Who's that, J-Bell?
I'm going to start with Denver.
Okay. Denver Broncos.
You can't start the season with two losses at the crib.
Yeah. 0-2. At Mile High? Mm-mm.
Because the biggest loser in that is Russell.
Yeah.
Sean Payton is not going to get the blame.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere either.
No.
Yeah.
No, and you could see, I think Russell fumbled the ball, and the game changed after that.
Yeah.
The whole momentum changed, so I got to go.
You know what I want to see out of Russell Wilson?
Tell me.
You know what I want to see out of him?
Tell me.
I have this, you remember how Kobe Bryant was before? Oh. And then he became the Black Mamba.
Then he became the Mamba.
You remember that?
The transformation happened. No, I do. Because all of a sudden it was this Mamba.
Yeah. And he became like, he was a like villain. Dark, he right? Was a villain. And he embraced it.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see Russell Wilson turn into that type of character. Imagine that.
Do you ever hear the stories of Kobe at practice, like just abusing his teammates? Like, he was like, I'm going to break you.
Mm.
Jordan had that
yeah.
in him. And there's a sense of, I'm going to get you ready for the game. And if you don't respond,
yeah.
then, like, you're just not ready for the game. Like, it's nothing against you.
Remember Kobe's image before?
Yeah, he was young, too.
Yeah, he was young. You know, it was Kobe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
it was like, uh-uh.
I would love to see somebody like Russell Wilson just go dark.
That's what Sean Payton said in the offseason about him, you know, don't be worried about kissing babies.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's go out there and do it. And he's going to have to turn it on because it's not all on him, but it is all on him. And that's how it is. Quick fire.
Mm.
Looks like a winner would be the Buffalo Bills just because Josh Allen found a way not to turn over the rock.
Yeah. I mean, it was a big performance by him. The performance I think everybody's been used to seeing from them. But the thing with Josh Allen and the Bills is he'll give you this. He'll give you these sporadic.
It's like, oh, I got to get right. And then it's the reverts back.
Yeah,
to
then
the,
it'll
to
revert
the
back to the mean. Exactly. It always happens.
Yeah.
You see this game and you be like, this is the best quarterback
yeah,
in the league
yeah.
right now, bar none. And then, but the consistency of that, especially when it counts.
Yeah.
This is just not what we've seen from him.
No, it's as good as he is, man. He hasn't done anything in the championship rounds.
The jury's out.
The jury's out.
By the time he gets here, he'll still be peaking. So,
oh, he's going to be balling out here.
You got to expect a great performance out of him because it's still early.
To your point, he can do it.
Yeah.
We talk about a lot of these quarterbacks about their ceiling, and it's like, they just don't have it or when they got to turn it on. You're not saying that with him.
No ceiling.
Man, every all game as a defender, you going, man, I don't know what's next. Mm. You got to get there, and you got to get him on the ground, in the back. I got to cover everything because he can make every single throw. So the fear factor is there. It's just on him to make it happen. Losers, the L.A. Chargers, and to me, it's just because of the defense. Mm. I mean, how you going to Staley, he got to find a way, bro. Brandon Staley and that defense, I just don't know what to say about the Chargers, man.
I got to say something.
Please say something.
I got to say something about the Chargers. Because
I got nothing
for you. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything constructive about this football team's defense, especially. And I'm going to tell you why. There's been a lot of vitriol painted and thrown at the Chargers defense. The defensive coordinator is a guy who me and him were roommates in college. He's a really good friend of mine. So I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, but he's not really the coordinator.
He's definitely the coordinator there. That's
my
guy.
You saying this is on him?
No, it's not on him. We got to find somebody else to throw it.
I feel like it's the head man.
Yes, okay, that's who it is. It's exactly who it is. Yeah, definitely. Staley, yes.
It's Staley.
Yes.
It's his defense.
He's coordinating this.
He's calling the defense.
Definitely him, yes.
Right?
100%.
Not your boy.
Not my boy.
No.
It's Staley.
It's Staley.
Yes.
And the game management is?
It's Staley.
Boom.
Yes, you're right.
That's how I feel.
You're right.
Now, I hate to say it.
No.
No, that's what
I'm saying. Don't say it.
No, this is just how the Chargers have been.
Okay.
And we talk about this quarterback. We talk about this talent on offense.
Yeah, I see where you're going.
The one thing about the head coach position, OC, and you've seen it. We've talked about this several times. Your head coach has to fix something. Mm-hmm. He has to fix the team, be leader, mm-hmm. right? Get you motivated, all that. We always talk about Coughlin in that way. He knew the climate of the team, knew the climate of the game, and he managed it. Mm-hmm. He was a manager. So is Mike Tomlin, mm-hmm. you know.
Harbaugh.
It's, hey, we got to run now mm-hmm. because our defense is doing that. Like, I don't care what play you want to call. This is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kellen Moore is now over there.
Yeah.
Kellen Moore did this in Dallas, mm-hmm. right? It just didn't have cohesion in the way the plays were being called when mm-hmm. you got a dominant defense. Mm-hmm. You look at the Cowboys, the way Mike McCarthy called that game, knowing your defense, he's calling the game to win that game, not to have a high-powered offense. Still not blaming on Kellen Moore. I'm saying your head coach got that job because he's that Vic Fangio disciple kind of defensive coordinator. Everybody mm-hmm. wanted it. You fix the defense. You know how much money they're spending on defense, OC?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Big change.
Yeah.
And they're not balling.
Yeah.
Whose fault is it? That's all I'm saying.
You're right.
And it's not your boy.
Yep.
It's that time of the game.
Okay.
Okay. When everything counts, it doesn't matter how we've been doing. We could have had a terrible podcast at this moment. Like terrible.
Mm.
It doesn't matter. The game is close.
Yep.
We're in the 2 minutes.
2 minute drill.
We gotta have a drive.
Yep.
We gotta make a play.
Let's do it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let's do it.
So, if people don't know, 2 minute drill is always about a topic, OC and I. We might even agree on this topic, but we will pick the other side just to make it interesting. So sometimes we actually agree, but you will never know.
Never.
As the listener, you won't know.
You won't know.
Because we will defend our point
to the death.
To the end. Yes. Till the end. And I think we'll do this. Also.
Freedom! It's my favorite scene in Braveheart. You seen Braveheart before?
Who? Braveheart is amazing.
Bro, Braveheart, I cried at Braveheart at that part.
You should cry.
When he screamed, freedom! I was like, oh my God, are they killing him? They're killing him.
Why am I laughing at this devastating part of the movie?
And he just dropped the scarf.
And
there was a song playing in the background.
How do you remember the song like that?
It's my favorite film.
Mel Gibson gave it to us.
Oh, my God.
He gave it to us.
Epic performance.
It's iconic. It is.
And then he went off the rails.
Then he had an iconic performance in life.
Yeah.
When film meets reality, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He was, he should have, you know, I don't know what he was leading.
What happens to like, actors?
Uh-huh.
Like when they get older, have you noticed how they start making terrible films? Like remember De Niro, Pesci, like all these great actors.
Yeah. Do they know it's going to be terrible, Elsie? But you can't just, well, you can't just take a check.
I'm saying, is that what happens? Like John Travolta, these guys used to make great films and then all of a sudden they start making garbage.
Well, they'll have some good ones.
You see him pop up like a movie called like Avengement. And you be like, what is this?
Okay. Do you know it's like a game? You don't go in the game thinking it's going to be a bad game, right? Yeah. Now, De Niro has said publicly he's got a lot of bills. So you got move. You got to work.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. Eight teams are currently 0-2. We just talked about one earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Out of these teams, I'm going to list them. Which is most likely to make the playoffs?
Okay.
And then why, of course. The people want to know why. Mm-hmm. So first, we got the Houston Texans.
Nope.
Arizona Cardinals.
Definitely not.
Chicago Bears.
Can't happen.
Mm-hmm. New England Patriots.
Pretty sure it won't happen.
Minnesota Vikings.
In the dumps.
Denver Broncos.
We need Doc Russell Wilson. Doc.
The Los Angeles Chargers.
Possibility.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Possibility. So it's going to be between those two.
It's going to be those two. And, yeah.
It's going to be between those two. So which one are you going with?
I don't know.
I'll tell you who
I'm going with. Cincinnati.
You're going to go with Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that the chances of it being Cincinnati are slim. And I'm going to tell you why.
Tell me.
Number one, we don't know about the health of their quarterback, which is something that we discussed. Their defense is going to have to carry them, and their defense isn't playing well. And then on top of that, they are in the worst division.
The division
is brutal.
It's one of the best. It's the second best in the NFL?
Brutal. The chances of them sneaking into the playoffs with a record hinging on, let's give them 9-8, 10-7 maybe, I think it's a uphill battle. Not saying it can't happen, but I think it's an uphill battle. Now, let's talk about the Chargers, who I think is going to make it.
Ooh, really?
Yes. Because offensively, they're playing well still.
Got it.
Right? So the defense has to be fixed.
Yeah.
The defense has to be, they have to gel. They have to come together. Brandon Staley is a good defensive coordinator, right?
Yep.
And I know my boy for sure, Derek Ansley, is an outstanding defensive coordinator.
I mean, nothing's his fault.
He is going to get that defense right. They have too many good players with too much pride in that defense to stay where they are right now. So eventually, this cream is going to rise to the top, and I believe it's going to be the Chargers that make it.
Okay. All right. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, and those are facts. And I know what you're about to do now. Let me tell you what you're about
to do. Okay, tell me what I'm about to do.
You're about to sell hope.
Yep.
You're about to sell rainbows and sprinkles.
Yep.
That's exactly what you're
a
about.
A little bit of that is going to happen.
I know it's going to happen. So go ahead. Give the people the rainbows.
Okay, let's start with the hope.
Okay.
The hope is you've been here before.
Yeah.
And when you look across that locker room, and you look across the meeting room, you look in each other's eyes.
In his eyes, you see?
And there's hope.
Yeah.
There's, fellas, we've been here before. We know how to get out of this. We just got to do what we did last time. And we have to trust the process. You can get out of that at 0-2.
Okay.
At 0-3, you question the process. You question everything. Because it's human nature, for the most part. It just can't be my fault. Everything. That is the hope. And the hope that my man has, as F.A. Obata would say, Wolverine blood in his calf. That's Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
That he can heal.
Mm.
You know, that's hope.
The question is, do you know how hard it is to run when there's $250 million in your back pocket? It strains the calf.
But he's got to switch his wallet and his bank card to the other side.
So he has to take it out and put it over there.
You got to get creative.
But so he's going to put $250 million on one side?
You got to compensate. You got to move it around. I know it's tough.
Hot, bro.
It's tough, but you're going to have to do something.
Pushing down. It's weighing down. 250 M's.
What happens when you hurt something? You overcompensate somewhere else.
Yeah.
Well, we're just going to have to move the wallet around.
So move the wallet. That's going to... But it's still like on your back. 250. Do you know what $250 million look like? It's right there on your back. Just
you got to get it off that calf.
You got to carry it.
You got to get it off that calf.
You know what he needs to do?
What's that?
He needs to give us some of that money.
Then it would be easy.
Then it would be easy.
Bro, he'd be out there looking fly. He'd be hungry again. He'd be out there balling. He'd be like, man, these dudes can spend some money when it's not theirs. Man, I need to get back on this and start throwing these Dizzards. So you're right. That is hope. Let me tell you fact. Can I tell you fact?
Give me the facts.
The Baltimore Ravens are balling, right? They're doing well. They're going to be hard to deal with.
Mm. Pittsburgh just won a game.
Pittsburgh, boom. If Cincinnati turns it on, they can find a way because they are going to be more explosive offensively, right? Kenny Pickett had a great preseason. He's doing that offense is not what seals the deal for them at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say this, Cleveland injury to Nick Chubb, that's significant, right? I feel like they're going down. I feel like Pittsburgh is always going to be Pittsburgh, whatever. But this Cincinnati team, over time, as they get better, as they heal, Joe Burrow physically, on the defense mentally, they get caught up with what they're trying to do, the young safeties especially, they can leapfrog and they can get to number two in their conference.
Okay.
That's the key. And they can stack wins. It's going to be brutal in the AFC. The last point about this is this. In the AFC, there's so many quarterbacks. If you don't have one, bro, if you don't have that dude, I don't think you win those tightly contested games. They got that guy. If he can be healthy enough to impact the game on a high level. The offensive line is shaky, but he's always made them right. I am going with this. There is hope, but history, the data, which I do not have in front of my face, but it is mentally somewhere lodged in my brain.
Cambridge Analytica.
Yes. That data. Well, you want to change a voting system? Call Cambridge. You know, can convince you anything. You know, Trump, Brexit, whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Cambridge. Gotcha.
All right.
We'll say any story. I don't know. Look that up. That being said, Joe Burrow historically has bounced back and made his team right. I am betting that can happen again. And I'm riding with that. And you people are too. That's why we're together on this. And if you were on the fence, now you're on my side.
For the first time in, we've been doing this podcast for like two weeks now.
Yes, we have.
For the first time in our argument, you actually just gave facts.
Because I realized through our last ones, I was given no facts.
Those were facts,
those
what you
were
just
facts.
Said. So
I, facts. I have an iPad in front of me with a lot of data.
Yeah, it was. Those were,
you have a piece of paper and your elephant brain.
I do. You can't legitimately argue against what this man has done.
This
is
what he does.
That's what he does.
The knee, this, that. It's worry. And all of a sudden, he just does it.
Yeah.
And one thing about a locker room and a team, you know it, I know it. When you got a quarterback, man, you have belief. That's what we saw with the Jets. That belief was all Aaron Rodgers. It's gone.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see. But when you got that dude on the field, there is belief. And I believe in this podcast, and I believe in you, OC.
Yes, sir.
And I believe that we will flourish. And if you believe so too, please subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Click buttons, do all that kind of stuff. Like, make comments. Tell us who you think is the best 0-2 team. At OC on everything.
Just me, right? Just me. Send me all the insults.
And we appreciate all the love. Till next week, man. One thing we haven't said in a long time, and the people want to hear, is this uprise all day, all day long.
All
is
day.
The uprise, baby. Holla at us. We out.